Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program. Today we are looking at the Torah. This is Torah Life Ministries, and Torah, if you're just joining us for the first time, is the foundation, the principles, the will, the instructions and guidelines of our Creator for our lives that bless us. It's not a Jewish word or a Jewish concept. It's a biblical concept for all people that believe in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. We're reading a book here called Torah, Grace or Law, Kingdom Principles for Kingdom Living by Ralph Messer, discussing the Torah and the importance of it as he introduces it to Christians who might not have heard of it before. There is no group of people in this world that this Torah was written for more than Christians, those that believe in Yeshua, those that proclaim him. So we are looking at this and wanting to you to teach you the importance of this, because simply the church today is not has not been teaching this, has gotten away from this. And this is why there are so many problems in the church today. As you go along and listen, you can go to my website and hear previous messages from this book and on this topic. But we read now and we start off with a scripture, 1 Timothy 2:3-5. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahweh our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. That man is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one you call Jesus. This chapter is called Revival in the Torah. Revival in the Torah. The truth of the Torah is the hottest message in the country. Yahweh is blessing the movement of the Torah, and is going to be taught worldwide, not just the United States or North America, but all over the world. And even as I write this, very few people, relatively speaking, have heard or fully comprehend this message yet. I was recently speaking at a conference marked the anniversary of the Azula Street Revival, from 1906 to 1915 in Los Angeles, California. People from around the world were awestruck by the message of the Torah and recognized that this was something they had been missing. They knew about worship, they were well practiced in praise, and they already had a confession of Yahshua, the one you called Jesus. However, they were missing the critical conduct component of the Christian walk. This walk in the Torah principles was the message they were striving for, or we could say starving for. People came believing that Yahweh would speak a word directly to them. Much of the conference included the typical teachings heard over and over. Again, these people were seasoned believers who didn't come to the conference to get saved. Yet, this was also expected to be a revival. The conference attendees were about to find out what I already knew. The message of the Torah is the revival. By the second and third night, people were saying to me, "This is the message. This is the revival that we had been looking for." It was absolutely amazing to watch. Over 10,000 people attended the conference. Many were there because something was missing in their lives or their relationship with a wonderful creator. Something kept nagging at them that there simply had to be more. I began asking how many were frustrated because they sensed that they had been walking outside the purpose of Yahweh. Then when I asked how many wanted to experience the walk with the Lord, 5,000 to 8,000 people rushed to the stage. I believe this is the beginning, the cutting edge of one of the greatest revivals in the history of mankind. We are positioned by Yahweh with a message to be delivered to the universe, and we're not going to miss the opportunity. During the same conference, I met with a bishop who oversees 10,000 pastors in Africa, 10,000 pastors here in the United States, and 10,000 pastors. Here in the United States, if a church had 10,000 members, it's considered a mega church. Here, Yahweh gave me the privilege of sitting down and sharing the truth of Torah with this African bishop. Now, this one man came to impart Torah to 10,000 pastors, with those pastors in turn teaching hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. What a privilege. Now, let me stop the reading for a second in case you're joining me late and saying, this I'm reading is a book by wonderful Bible teacher Ralph Messer. He's the author of this book I'm reading. I have not been in this situation, and it's not me. I just want to clarify that for the people that are listening. But this is a friend of mine who wrote this book, and I continue reading about the revival in the Torah. Again, during this conference, I had two internationally known ministers dialogue with me stating, we know that this is the next step, that this is the next way. But are you prepared for it? They were talking about being prepared with teaching, books, and DVDs, and most importantly, people who can accurately answer the myriad of next important questions. Qualified people are needed to teach and minister to hundreds upon hundreds and thousands upon thousands who are right now returning to the nations of their exile and dispersion. Why is there such a sense of urgency about this message of Torah? Why is this so important for today? Because the Torah is the walk of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one you call Jesus. Torah is the key to a greater empowerment in the Holy Spirit. I believe and teach the salvation message of Calvary, the atoning blood of Yeshua, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It is only Yeshua's blood that has broken the power of sin and death in our lives. Yet, as believers, we have largely neglected the long and forgotten the conduct walk of redemption. The redeemed lifestyle of following the Torah by the Spirit of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The Spirit of Yahweh dwells in us. Many believers simply do not understand the importance of this message. They have never been taught the redemption component of the good news. They got saved, but they don't truly know the man, Yeshua, his walk and his ways. They don't understand that in his humanity, every part of Yeshua's walk aligned with the laws of the universe. Every step was synchronized by the sun, the moon, and the stars. This synchronization is explicitly detailed in the Torah. Yeshua lived, died, and rose again in practice accordance with Yahweh's preordained timing. The trumpetal entry of Yeshua into Jerusalem in John 12 prior to Passover took place on the 10th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, which was exactly the same day that Passover lambs were being brought into the holy city. Yeshua's crucifixion and death occurred precisely on the evening of the Passover, even as the earthly lambs also became offerings. Exactly 3 days and three nights later, Yeshua's resurrection fulfilled the Feast of First Fruits, forever shadowing the grip of death in the birth of the eternal life. The only one in the biblical spring feast, Leviticus 23, that remained. Precisely 50 days later, tarrying in Jerusalem as Yahweh had instructed, the apostles received great power and outpouring of the Spirit in fulfillment of the ancient feast Shavuot, which is also called Pentecost. When you choose to synchronize your walk with the feast days of Yahweh, including your worshiping on the Sabbath, you also are aligning with the sun, the moon, and the stars, the heavenly timing of Yahweh. You are stepping into the most positive flow of Yahweh's power. The rabbis believe that there is a double portion anointing when you celebrate the Sabbath, and that Yahweh then deliberately purposes for you and your lineage to prosper. Assembling on a Sabbath means that you are walking in the precision that Yahweh has called you to. the exact instruction at the exact time, causing your entire being to synchronize with everything Yahweh has preordained for you. Yahweh created our world by taking a chaotic universe and establishing his order. The same order is now being restored in the midst of his people. As his first acts of creation established order, his second creation established mankind, whereby his first creation brought physical order to the universe. His second creation provided the conduct for a moral order in the universe, a moral order to the universe. The same creative and restorative force of Yahweh is expressed by his word. The word embodies the foundational principles of the universe. These principles were given to his redeemed people in order to teach us holy from unholy, clean from unclean, and the feast days of Yahweh as found in Ezekiel 22. And now we look at John 14, 21, who says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." 1 John 2, 3, and 4 says, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." The Holy Spirit manifested on Mount Sinai at the giving of the Torah. The same Holy Spirit empowered Moses, Joshua, Samson, Gideon, and the great kings of Israel. The Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Joel. Yahweh's Spirit spoke to Israel in the wilderness and fell upon the Jewish believers in Acts chapter 2. This same Holy Spirit now dwells within you. The gift of the Holy Spirit today is the gift of Yahweh's presence and power in us. The creator of the universe reveals himself to no other arena, only and no other mountain. He manifests his glory in you. This is why the New Testament witness confirm that Yeshua in you is the hope of Yahweh's glory. Hosea 8:12 says, "I have written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a foreign thing." Centuries of inherited flawed teaching by the church have largely removed Christianity's relationship with the Torah, Yahweh's teaching and instruction, and replaced it with confession of faith, religion, and ritual. We have memorized man's creeds and forgotten Yahweh's deeds. We have been deceived into thinking that knowing is the same as doing. 1 John 2, 5, and 5 to 6 says, "By this we know that we are in him. He who says that he abides in him ought himself also walk just as he walked." Once again, we reaffirm that we do not choose to obey Torah in order to be saved. We obey Yahweh's teaching and instruction because we are saved and a desire to follow and please him. In the bondage of Egypt, the Israelites were saved by grace through faith in the blood of the Lamb. Christians today are saved in exactly the same manner. The difference found in the new covenant is not that the Torah has somehow been replaced or done away with. The difference is that Yeshua has now written the Torah on our hearts and minds. He has overcome the failure of the covenant made in the wilderness, namely the disobedience of our flesh in Hebrews 8. And now empowers our obedience by his Holy Spirit operating within and through us. He accompanies this obedience with the fullness and the promises reserved for his covenant people in the Torah. The Torah is the instruction manual given to a redeemed people to teach us how to walk a redeemed lifestyle. And in italics, it says here with an emphasis, "During the intertestamental period, there was a gradual change in thinking regarding the role of the Torah. Some rabbis begin to teach that keeping the Torah was necessary for redemption rather than as a result of redemption. It was during this time that for some, the Torah became a legalistic system of rules and regulations people were required to keep in order to earn Yahweh's favor, rather than expression of grace and faith in their hearts. By misunderstanding the relationship between grace, faith, and the law, the church has taught that grace means that Christians are free from any Torah, in their lives and they can live as they please. This unfortunate teaching has contributed significantly to the shallowness of the Western Christianity. And that is closing the italics and going back to understanding. Many believe are surprised to learn that approximately 85% of the New Testament references and requotes the Torah. The book of Leviticus was the second most quoted book by Yeshua in the Gospels. Just how did we ever separate the Old from the New Testament? How did we come to reason and even teach that more than two-thirds of the Bible have little or no reference to believers today? The teaching that genuine representative faith leads to works of the Torah is found throughout the New Testament writings. And we see a scripture, James 2, 14 to 17, that says, "What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have words? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Faith requires action, just as faith requires instruction. In the United States alone, statistics show that upwards of 25,000 people a month are leaving the churches. Why do we see such a lack of fire in the body of Yahshua? What is the next root cause of the countless thousands of unchurched people who are delusioned by religion and disappointed by the spiritual leadership? Could it be that we aren't really operating out our purpose or in our purpose? If the Torah does indeed have significance for the believer today, just what exactly is that purpose? Torah equals purpose. The purpose, number one, determines this design. Yahweh gave us his design from the foundations of the earth, knowing that when you walk in the ways he has designed for you, he will prosper you. He will advance you. He will cause your lineage to be advanced. The Torah is the walk of the faithful. Faith in Yahshua, our Messiah, walking according to the Torah. Number two, the purpose determines your potential. Yahweh's purpose was inscribed by the finger of Yahweh, the given to Moses at Mount Sinai. The purpose determines both your short-term and long-term potential. If you desire to live life more abundantly, as it says in John 10:10, on the earth and achieve your God-given potential, you will begin to desire to follow his plan, designed to give you maximum potential benefit, the Torah. Number three, purpose determines natural abilities. Walking in Yahweh's teaching and instruction prepares you to receive the maximum benefit that you can have on the earth, through both the supernatural blessings of Yahweh and your own natural abilities. For instance, when you eat right, kosher, you feel better and you live longer. What might the result be if you only eat right? If you not only eat right, but you also treat your spouse right, your children right, and you handle your family correctly in the way natural ability. And number four, the purpose determines the capacity and the ability. Purpose determines the capacity and abilities that you will have in your life. When you walk in your natural abilities by the inspiration of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, you contain all of the capacity to do the exact thing that you should do, the exact moment, at the exact place, at the exact time. You begin maximizing through Yahweh precision the capacity and abilities that you have on earth. Purpose determines natural talents. The Torah imparts, this is number five, the Torah imparts your unique natural talent called an instruction. The instruction is given to you with the expectation that you will use your talent to bring the universe to a higher level. Interestingly, your instructions was not designed for you alone. The instruction that Yahweh has put within you was designed for you to give to others. And the purpose, number six, determines natural desires. Yahweh put within you the natural desire for his principles. He has given you the desire to celebrate the Sabbath. He put within you the natural desire of man to marry a woman and a woman to marry a man. He gave you the natural desire to eat properly. He did not design for the human body to eat pig, lobster, shrimp, or crab. He created within you the desire to participate in those things which are life and not death. And number seven, purpose determines fulfillment and satisfaction. When you keep the Torah, you have a sense of fulfillment and personal satisfaction. For example, on the Sabbath, when a husband prays Proverbs 31 over his wife, or a wife prays Psalms 1 over a husband, or when you pray over your children and they receive a blessing, your children will continue to do the same thing for 1,000 generations, with thusly inherent from you a great personal satisfaction. And then number eight, purpose is the source of passion. The body of Yeshua today is largely anemic and at times sadly ineffective. The reason we have lost our fire and passion is because we have not served our purpose. Where is the passion gone? And that we have when we were first born again, when we first met the Lord, we have attached ourselves to things that do not have life in them, and we've detached ourselves from the source of passion. And number nine, purpose gives it existence meaning. The Torah gives your very existence meaning. It defines, directs natural event in the divine natural dwelling within you. It reveals Yahweh's purpose in you and your purpose in creation. And then number 10, purpose is the measure of success and failure. The Torah teaches you the means by which you measure the success or failure. You walk in the assurance that you are going to succeed supernaturally, not based on your own frail human abilities, when you walk accurately and confidently in the realm of life. Yahweh causes the supernatural blessings and creativity to come to you your way. Hallelujah. These are the essential parts of living according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The problem today, and that was chapter in this wonderful book, Torah, Law, Grace, Kingdom Principles, or Kingdom Living. This is our foundation here at Torah Life Ministries, what we're trying to teach. Trying to teach those that believe in Yeshua the true potential you have. And while you're cutting things short by listening to the church that is antithesis to the scriptures today, and also reaching out to the non-believer, to those that don't understand what Yeshua did for us, and explaining and letting them know, first and foremost, before anything else, that people need to understand Yeshua died for us. This is what Torah Life Ministries is all about. Now, as you're here listening to this Christian radio station, when have you heard anybody on this station, or if you're watching this on the internet, when have you heard any Christian pastor or preacher even mention the word Torah or say that the Old Testament is still in effect today for us? Because without it, we would not know from right or wrong. It is a schoolmaster, and a schoolmaster should never be done away with because it teaches us the right way to live. These readings that I'm giving you here and talking about hopefully would help you understand and see that the Torah, the Old Testament, was never done away with. And the revelation that the church today is teaching a message that is not scriptural. They are not only teaching the Torah, but they're teaching people that it's no longer valid today, or it's only for the Jewish people, and so on. That could be farther from the truth. If Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, our wonderful Messiah, was here today, just like he did back then, he got up every Sabbath in the synagogue and taught from the Torah. Just like all the people you read about in the scriptures, in your New Testament, when they were living and when they were teaching. When it says in Timothy, all scripture is profitable for man, guess what? They were talking about the Torah. So what are you to do? you're driving your car right now, you're listening to this radio station wherever you are, and you're a Christian that has been following the Christian way, the church way of doing things. Where do you begin? Where do you start? Well, I suggest you start by opening up your Bibles and reading the first five books, starting in Genesis. Now, many of you will say, that's too confusing, it's too complicated, and I don't understand that. Well, that's where the second part comes in. Go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, where I break down and explain all of these parts to these first five books of the scriptures. If you want a better understanding of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, how he lived, why he lived, what he taught, and how he wanted us to live, and if you truly want to understand what would Jesus do, I suggest you start doing what he taught. And that was the understanding, the foundation of all scripture is in the Torah. The Torah is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a scriptural thing, not just a Jewish thing, for all people. And we need to get this. The kingdom principles for kingdom living. Are you ready? Are you preparing yourself? Do you want more than you're getting now? Many of you call yourself Christians, but you're struggling. Many of you are having relationship issues. Many of you are having money issues. Many of you are having health issues. That's not what our Creator had in design for us. That's not the life he wants us to live. Yes, we will suffer as believers, but there's a tremendous difference between suffering and suffering well. And I do believe a big part of this difference is knowing and doing your best to observe the Torah, the instructions and guidelines and will of our Creator, or not following them. You have this great opportunity right now. As I say all the time, it says in James, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Before listening to this message and these messages in this radio station and program, maybe you didn't know these things. That's one thing. Even though you don't know them, there's still consequences to sin. But now you're hearing it. Now you know it. Remember, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Stop ignoring Yahweh's guidelines and instructions found in the Torah, in his holy word. We need to give value to the whole Bible, not just some of it. Many of you don't even read the scriptures. Well, I read them for you online every day on my website if you want to go there, if you don't like reading. But regardless, you need to understand the instructions and guidelines and will of our Father. And you need to understand what Yeshua was teaching us. And that's why we're here. Teaching. It's not about law or grace. It's law and grace. It's the kingdom principles for kingdom living. You can go to my website and learn more, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you for listening to this important message today. Please let other people know about it. Until then, have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., at the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Stripped away and have no place, call on him.